Ed, pick up the story. How does Judy end up in New Orleans? I know in one of the chapters it talks about her being living at home. She's 18 years old, sort of chafing under parental control. How does she get there?
Well, she's doing these science experiments, and they have attracted enormous attention from people, including the president of the American Cancer Society, including Senator George Smathers, who's a senator from Florida, who wants her to go to his alma mater, University of Florida. And in 1962-63, in this time frame, we find Judith at the University of Florida. All of her expenses are being paid through this combination of Senator Smathers and Alton Ochsner, and they're funneling money to the university on her behalf, you know, through things like the National Science Foundation and the American Cancer Society and stuff. And they've got her doing secret research at the University of Florida on cancer, particularly melanoma from humans. She's using radiation. She's working with SV40, which is the virus that contaminated the polio vaccine that creates all the cancer. And she is sending monthly reports to Dr. Alton Ochsner. They have an asset that can conduct serious cancer research that they don't have to tell the world they're doing. And they like that secrecy. Right at this period in time, 1962, guess what happens? The Russians move nuclear missiles into Cuba. Okay, well, this is big news for people in the southeast part of the United States, like Florida and New Orleans, because they're within the range of those intermediate nuclear missiles. And Dr. Alton Ochsner, who decides to do something about this communist threat, he gets together with some like-minded people, and they start an organization called INCA, and they bring Senator Smathers into town to talk, and they're going to do something about this. And so Judy gets a phone call in 1963 from Dr. Alton Ochsner that says, she's a sophomore in college right now, okay? Dr. Ochsner says, Judy, how'd you like to skip the last 2 years of college and start medical school here at Tulane next year? We'll pay your tuition and your room and board and give you a stipend and let you start in the fall. Would you like to do that? We just need you to come do this little project for us this summer. So she is, I mean, who would say no to that? You know, her dream is finding the cure for cancer. She's being offered to be let in the back door of medical school when she's a sophomore in college, and all she's got to do is go to New Orleans and work with this world-famous cancer researcher by the name of Dr. Mary Sherman for the summer. And so she accepts, and she's, you know, they're expecting her to show up in May, and when the semesters are over. And what happens is she happens to be at the University of Florida, and they have just switched to this trimester system, which gets over in April instead of May. And she's got this horrible family situation that she wants to go back to in Bradenton. So she says, hey, let's go to New Orleans for a couple weeks before I start my summer assignment. And so she takes the bus ticket that they have sent her, and gets on the bus and heads into New Orleans in April of 1963 to spend the summer there doing cancer research with Mary Sherman, who works for Dr. Alton Ochsner on some project that Dr. Ochsner feels is very important to our nation and has something to do with communism and Castro. That's what she knows when she's heading to New Orleans. This is about page 100 in the book, and so there's five chapters in the book about Judy's life before she ever even meets Lee Harvey Oswald. And that's the really important thing for people to grasp in this, is who this woman is and where she's coming from. And so she gets to New Orleans, and, you know, she's like there by herself. She's 19 years old at the time. And they find out she's there, and they need somebody to take care of her. I mean, they don't want this resource running around New Orleans shooting off her mouth about why she's in town and everything else. And so she's there a couple of days, and suddenly she's over at the post office looking for a letter from her fiancé, and there's this cute guy in line behind her who starts talking to her. And she tries to impress him by using some of her, she's been studying a little bit of Russian on it, and so she starts talking to this guy in Russian to kind of impress him, and he turns around and starts talking fluent Russian back to her, telling her, you know, it's really not good to talk Russian in New Orleans, honey. and this is Lee Oswald, and it to her it seems like an accidental encounter, but within 24 hours, Lee introduces her to Dr. David Ferry, and Ferry starts trying to bring her into the research project that he is working on with Dr. Mary Sherman and Dr. Alt Noschner, and they are trying to kill Fidel Castro. And they are developing, they're taking all this cancer research that Sherman and Oshner have been working on. It's very radical stuff. They're using radiation and monkey viruses and stuff. And they've figured out, they've got evidence that they can weaponize this thing. And they set up this idea that they're going to have this loop to weaponize this cancer. And they need somebody with Judy's training to stand there and cut open, to kill, cut open the mice, take the tumors out, grind them up, prepare the slides, send it all back to the linear particle accelerator to get more radiation, send it back to the mice and re-inject it. They are weaponizing cancer to use as a biological weapon to kill Fidel Castro, and they need Judy there with her skill set to do it, so they give Judy a bodyguard, a ex-Marine, to take care of her, to make sure she's got a place to live, to give her a cover job, to make sure she gets food, to make sure somebody's keeping an eye on her. That is the role of Lee Harvey Oswald. Lee Harvey Oswald is sent to take care of Judy Ferry. Lee is her handler in New Orleans, and that is how they meet. And Lee gets her a job at the Riley Coffee Company, gets her an apartment near his apartment, right on the bus route for the Riley Coffee Company. This is all in the neighborhood around Dr. Mary Sherman's apartment, around David Ferry's apartment, around the linear particle accelerator, around Dr. Alt Noschner's house. It's all set up in advance. She is an asset in an intelligence operation which is building a biological weapon to kill Fidel Castro, and Lee Oswald is sent there to be her babysitter and bodyguard.
Whose operation is it?
Well, that's a good question. It looks like this is part of that part. We all know the CIA was working with the mafia to kill Fidel Castro. That's been established beyond doubt at this point in time. This appears to be coming out of that area. But this is a cellularized operation. Nobody shows up with badges and says, hi, I'm in charge, here's your ID card and everything else. This is secret stuff. So Judy doesn't really have a clear idea of who's in charge other than it's Oshner, okay? And we know Oshner is – we got papers signed by J. Edgar Hoover approving Oshner for sensitive positions for the United States government. I mean, Oshner is an approved asset of the United States government, and this is an operation that Oshner is doing. The question is Oshner doing this part of the project for the United States government, or is he doing it for powerful political people, such as the people who helped finance his hospital, and that trail leads back into Texas and Murchison and all those people. And so who is behind this? That's a really good question. You kind of need to read the 600-page book and form your own questions on that, because nobody showed up and said, hi, honey, I'm with the CIA.